This is Americans Live. I'm producer Andy, filling in for our host Ari, who's busy on Saturday Night Live. Yes, I wasn't joking last week. He's joined the cast of Saturday Night Live, which is so, so great for him. Anyway, he's left me in charge, much like last week. This week's episode will also be a little different than usual. I think we've established that the best part of This Is Americans Live is me, producer Andy, and my ability to sift through the archives and find footage from the lives of our guest contributors during the interviews. Well, this week we're going to replay three more of my favorite interviews from this season so far. Brian Husky, Rekha Shankar, and radio personality JoJo Wright. All right, let's get into the first interview. Brian Husky, enjoy.
Our special guest contributor, Brian Husky. How are you today?
Oh, I'm very good. Thanks for having me.
Yeah, no problem. How long have you been listening to the show?
I came to it maybe about halfway through your run. I had some people sort of recommend it to me. I always trust sort of word of mouth, and these people were, really sort of tapped into a lot of zeitgeist podcasts, right. and so I really felt like this it spoke to me.
We've been doing it for a long time.
For me to go back and sort of go find all these archives, right. It's also a time capsule. Like you're focusing on the first cell phone, and
I remember that.
Yeah, and then sort of when smog inspection stations closed down, like these big moments in society, that these shifts.
We actually have that smog inspections
I've always been there, yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, you
we have that in the archives, when the smog stations close.
Yeah, such a sad, because a family run smog inspection empire, when that goes down, it's heartbreaking. It's really heartbreaking.
It's number
seven?
Yeah, sure.
The 15 minute inspection house, a family chain of different smog inspections across the Houston Metroplex area, shut down for only 2 days. People who needed to get their cars inspected and the status of the smog of their own cars. We're just sitting there with their pockets in their hands.
Yeah, well, we've had this in our family for, 3 years now?
Yeah, three years and 9 months this Tuesday.
Yeah, we want to say 4 years, but it's not 4 years yet.
Yeah,
but
it will be in 2 months and 1 week.
Yeah, but we didn't want to say that it was 4 years because we know you're a journalist and we don't want to be... And any gotcha journalism.
Yeah, we want to be factual for you.
And also, we want to be factual about we're closing down, but not for any kind of criminal reasons.
Right.
We really want to emphasize that.
Yeah, which...
Are you ever going to divulge to people why you decided to close down?
We'll divulge all the reasons that are not reasons why we closed down.
Yep.
Like, we'll say, we did not close down because for criminal reasons.
Yeah, we'll...
We did not close down because...
Theft or future arson.
Right.
Like, if that happens in the future...
Yeah, we did not burn it for insurance money purposes because it got to be too much not having this place open for very long. We got mouths to feed. We did not try to cash in by burning the place down.
We do not have a gambling problem that is currently upending our existence.
Right.
Shortly after the interview, all four locations burned in a hellfire, and the two brothers, twin brother smog inspection, vanished out of the blue, leaving a lot of people with no smog inspection places to go to.
Yes, I would like to apply for a driver's license. I am not trying to get a new identity. I'm not fleeing the law.
I decided to accompany him to the DMV.
Sir, I can only help one of y'all. So who needs the ID and who does not?
I do not need it.
Okay, I do not have time for this. I am not a wordplay person. I am not a double entendre. If you are trying to pull some of that crap, you can take it right out of here right now, my friend.
Yeah, that was a great interview.
Yeah, that was a good one.
That was really great.
I kind of it was a young me, very much of a Geraldo version of me.
I thought it was really interesting. And you did the last act on her.
Yeah.
Which is honestly, that there wasn't much to her. She was kind of just a woman who worked at the DMV.
She's always pissy.
Yeah. It got a little...
I shouldn't say that.
A little negative. So I don't want to give you... But I love your work.
We have that too, by the way.
Of what?
The third act of that episode when you were talking to... When you followed the DMV woman around.
Yeah, I guess I'll have to play it.
Yeah.
What? I'm serious. What?
Just trying to mic you up here.
I know you're...
I'm sorry, ma'am. I'm just trying to...
I know, but I did not...
Can I get a check 1-2, please, right in there?
Check 1-2. Check 1-2. Sibilance. Sibilance, like in that SNL sketch about sound. I know what y'all do.
All right, Ari.
What?
No, go ahead.
No, go ahead. You're in my living room now. In my one evening off, I gave you my time, so let's do this interview.
Yeah, that was a very tough interview.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't know why you included that stuff. It just didn't seem to...
I used to have a style back in the day where I just put everything that I recorded, I would just put it out there. You know, I just didn't really... I'm very much about transparency.
You've really grown and evolved.
Oh, thank
evolved.
You.
It's great.
Tell us a little bit about yourself.
Oh, wow. That's a good interview question.
Yeah, yeah. Where are you from?
I'm from originally from Charlotte, North Carolina.
Oh, nice.
And now I live in Los Angeles.
I went to college in Charlotte.
You did?
I lived in Charlotte for 10 years.
Oh, my God. Where'd you live?
In Charlotte.
Ships passing in the night.
Yeah.
The Queen City.
You lived in New York before you moved here.
Yes, I was in, I moved there in 96.
Yeah.
And then I moved out here in 2006.
So you were in New York for 10 years.
10 years.
Good math. Did you enjoy your time there?
I did, and then I got exhausted with it. It's an exhausting city. It takes a lot of energy.
Right.
And I broke my toe because I kicked the wall after my car was broken into for the 7th time. And subways started to make me sad. So... and there was no more work there. All the work was out in L.A.
Tell us what?
I was going to say, there was no more work in New York.
All right.
What kind of work do you do?
Oh, I'm about to get there.
Oh, really? Seemed to take a while.
Tell us about the kind of work you do.
Oh, I'm an actor and a writer. Mainly an actor.
Have I seen you and stuff?
I don't know what you watch.
I watch all kinds of stuff. I watch a lot of old movies from the 1980s.
Yeah, I'm in most of those.
Tell us about what you've been working on. Now these days.
If you'll hit stop here and record.
Oh, sorry. Let me stop recording.
Okay. So when we're in this part, do I sort of talk about the reality, like the harsh reality we've all been through with a COVID and stuff, or do I steer away from that?
Give me a sample of what you...
Well, I would say the past year and a half, I haven't really been doing much. I've had my own podcast and stuff, but
right.
I got a podcast called Bald Talk.
Yeah. We'll talk about that.
Yeah. And then I've been auditioning. I did some commercials. I do voices for Bob's Burgers.
We'll do that. We'll talk about that.
Okay. Yeah. All right. So when you ask the question again.
Are you taking notes?
I don't have a pen.
Okay. Podcast, Bob's Burgers.
Yeah. Auditioning, but you know, trying to generate work. I think that's it, you know. Okay.
Do you have any podcasts going on?
Oh, sure. I've got a podcast called Ball Talk. Let's just try that one again.
Okay.
I'd like a clean one.
Okay. Yeah, yeah,
and we'll just kind of... Okay, go ahead.
Do you want me to be him? Do you want me to...
Do you want to
run the lines with me?
Run. Then, okay. Use this audio, okay. And then okay. We'll use your thing.
So, okay.
Yeah.
Tell me about...
hey, can you not do it in his voice?
Yeah, what is that? What the fuck is that? You've been doing impressions of me behind my back.
No, that's a new character I'm working.
I don't need the question. I'll just okay, 3, 2, 1. Oh, I have a podcast called Bald Talk. It's myself and Charlie Sanders, two bald comedians interview bald everybody. We've had actors, directors, musicians, wig makers. We just interview them about being bald, and then it kind of goes from there into their creative work and their insecurities and sort of the idea of like vanity and perception and stuff.
Are there any things that you discovered that you didn't know of other people's perspectives on being bald?
The big takeaway is that it's always a bigger hang up for you than anybody else in the whole world. And especially if you have a hang up about dating, women do not give a F. They really don't.
Wow.
So take that away if you're listening and you're bald. It's fine. It's totally fine. Well, thank you, guys.
Yeah, you're welcome. You just want to fucking leave?
I guess, I don't know. It seemed like it was just...
You think I'm aggressive?
You do get very close to people's face when you talk to them.
I like to make sure that they can hear every word that comes out of my mouth.
I know.
We have headphones and microphones.
Yeah, that's what the mic's for. I mean, we're literally both on your mic. So, you started on the other side of the room. You are now over... with me. Listen, I don't want to mess up what you guys have. It's just
nice,
just some feedback. If you guys were to make a survey available to me, I would take it and give some feedback, but you know.
All right.
We actually have that survey.
No, we don't.
We have a line, a phone number.
Do I have to press a button now?
Well, you have to press several buttons because you have to dial the number.
Wait, what is this again?
It's 1-800.
Oh, the 1-800.
This is American's Live Survey.
This is American's Life.
Gonna run out of numbers, right? It's like way too many.
Oh, hold on. Sorry, guys. My phone's ringing. Hold on. Thank you for calling. This is American's Live customer service. This is Andy, the producer. Can I...
Are you taking the survey for me? I feel like I should take the survey.
You take the survey.
Would you get away from my mic so I can take the survey, please?
Yeah.
Please, just for this moment.
I'll step away for like a second.
Okay, thank you. Yeah, hi.
Hi, Brian?
Yes.
Oh, hey. How you doing?
Hey.
You're calling the survey line?
Yeah, I just wanted to give some feedback on the interview section.
Okay, how's it going so far? Are you enjoying it?
I mean, yeah, there's some problems. I mean, I feel like there's some elements to it that I'm not totally psyched about. Like, he gets a little close. And and I felt like when you ask open-ended questions, like, tell me about yourself.
Yeah.
What am I supposed to,
I'm gluten-free. I'm sorry.
Yeah, yeah.
Can you hang on just 1 second? I'm getting another call. One second, please.
All right.
Hey, Ari, I've got Brian on the survey.
Yeah, I know.
He's saying that.
I can see you talking to him. I can turn around if it's...
Yeah, could you do me a favor and just turn around real quick?
Yeah.
Hey,
what's up?
Yeah, he's on the phone. He's bitching again about...
Again?
This is what he sounds like right now.
You gave me...
He's sitting too close to me.
Okay, I'm sorry. I'm going to turn back around. You guys gave me the option. Like, I just said, is there a survey? And so you're letting me do a survey?
Yeah.
But now you're sort of offended that I'm...
Do you understand how this is just weird?
If you have a survey about your survey, I would give some feedback on that.
What? As a matter of fact,
we're going to end it on this.
We actually have 1-800. This is America's Life survey.
Mm-hmm.
Well, who's calling it?
I'll do it. I have a new phone. I want
you to call it.
Yeah. I'm just going to do a voice thing. 1-800. This in a oh, shit. Hold on. Okay. Now it's calling the wrong number. 1-800. This is America's Life survey.
I'm sorry. Did you mean 1-800, this is America's Life survey?
No, survey.
I'm sorry. Did you mean this is America's Life survey?
I think it might be confusing the phone because we say survey twice.
Yeah.
Probably.
I'm going to hang up.
Let me make another call. I'm going to call the survey real quick. Dialing it now.
Oh, shit. Hey, guys, 1 second. My phone's ringing.
Sure.
I'm going to grab it.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you for calling the This is America's Life survey line. This is Andy. How can I help you? How's it going, Ari?
Would love it if you just let me start talking at some point.
Oh, okay.
I have a problem with my producer. Can I tell you what it is?
He's too great. He's too funny.
He keeps asking me to play different parts of the archives, and you know how many tapes we have in the archives?
Yeah.
Thousands, right?
Uh-huh.
And then now we've got to end on this.
Ari, I'm sorry. I got to put you on hold real quick. I'm getting a call. 1 second. Hey, Brian.
Yeah.
You know who's on the phone? Ari's on the phone.
Oh, really?
And he's good. He's like,
me, this is Ari.
Oh, I get
it. This is Ari. If you want.
This is Ari. I don't like what he's doing. I don't like producer Andy.
He sounds like a dying librarian or something.
Ari, what are you doing here?
Oh.
I've been here the whole time.
Oh.
He's listening to your garbage. Bullshit.
I'm really sorry. I'm sorry. I think I caused a problem in this. And I apologize.
It's no problem. Just like the thing is that I do my best to move these bits along.
Mm-hmm.
Sometimes my producer gets a little archive crazy and then we start dipping into things and then all of a sudden we have no time for nothing.
I don't really like the way that you're talking. I'm going to call the survey.
Here we go again.
Hold on. My phone's ringing. Hello. Hey, it's me. Hey, what's up? Well, Ari is kind of being a dick right now to you. I know. Okay. Well, bye. 0 stars.
Guest contributor Brian Husky.
Thank you so much for this opportunity.
Yeah.
Coming up, our interview with Rekha Shankar. But first, a word from our sponsors who make this high-quality show possible. Stay with us. Welcome back to This is Americans Live. I'm producer Andy, filling in for our host Ari, who is away in New York as an SNL cast member, which is really something. Really, really something. I'm here playing some of my favorite guest contributor interviews that we've had during this first season of this amazing Top Shelf show. Up next, Rekha Shankar. Enjoy.
Welcome, our special guest contributor, Rekha Shankar.
Hello.
How are you doing today?
I'm great, thank you.
So, tell us, how long have you been listening to our show?
God, as long as it's been on.
Which is?
Maybe you've released 5 episodes, but there have been 10 recorded?
We've released more than 5.
Yeah.
You're something you told me before and a number I'm forgetting, but that's how many I've listened to.
So you've been listening for years?
Yeah, decades even.
Did you remember any of the shows that I was on prior to doing this show?
I do remember.
Which one? I had a cooking show.
Yeah.
Can I finish?
Yeah. Okay.
I had, what else? What other shows did I have?
Oh, I mean, we both remember, right?
Yeah.
All the stuff that you've done. So it goes without saying, almost, to an
but
extent.
But I'm asking you to say it.
Right, a cooking show.
Right.
You probably did something with
pot pies.
Pot
pies.
Wait, what were you going to say?
Politics.
Politic pot pie.
Politic pot pie. We actually have
shows.
Yeah, we actually have that in the archives. That your episode of Politic, one of the highest rated episodes of Politics Pot Pie,
which was
episode 48.
Yeah, who was on that show?
You.
I know that.
And Hillary Rodham Clinton.
Oh my God, that was an incredible episode.
Yeah, remember?
Yeah, what year was that?
2016.
Year of the election.
When she was running for president.
I remember this. Let me play.
Yeah, let's do
it. Welcome my special guest, Hillary Rodham Clinton. Thank you for coming.
Thank you for having me. I'm so happy to be here.
What's wrong with your voice? Oh, you've been speaking a lot in different towns.
I'm feeling very raspy. I am not doing too good. The only thing that would make me feel better is a hot piping pot pie. Let's make them.
That was a show for the most part. I don't know if you remember. I would just have a guest on, even though it's supposed to be political. It's called Political Pot Pie. I would just have somebody on the show who is politically, a political
relevant
person.
And you guys would do pot pie together.
And then we just do, people would think we were going to talk about politics. Maybe we just talked about pot pies.
I'm sure it was a relief to a lot of the politicians that are sick of talking about politics.
Yes.
Just sit down with a pot pie. It's nice.
Can you imagine? Pick a politician and I've done an episode with him.
Okay, pick a politician.
Anyone.
Pete Buttigieg.
Who?
Pete Buttigieg.
It was my, what episode was that?
It was, 70. It was one of the later ones, one of the more recent.
I play it right now.
I don't know if we have that one in the archives.
It's right here. Hey, Pete. Welcome to Baltic Popeye.
Very happy to be here.
What's wrong with your voice?
I think I need a lozenge, and the only thing that's going to help is a hot piping pot pie.
The thing I found most compelling about that show was, like, when I feel sick, or like neat, like my throat hurts.
Yeah.
I don't really reach for a pot pie, soup or something.
Yeah.
So it's interesting. A lot of your guests seem to have like a throat issue and we're like, oh, I want like a big, thick pot pie.
Like very mucousy kind of pot pie. Why would you add more of that kind of consistency?
Yeah.
Right? But they did.
And then you have to be swallowing like chicken chunks. And
I hate to break it to the two of you, but I think that's all we have in the archives anyway. So.
Oh, okay. Wow.
Do you think I have more?
There won't be a third example.
I mean, my God, I'm trying to remember some of my other favorite episodes. These politicians and pot pie.
I think we only recorded two.
You only recorded two?
We just numbered them strangely.
There wasn't like a weird Mike Pence one. Did I dream that?
I think there was Mike Pence.
I think the Mike Pence one, though, sounded a lot like Pete Buttigieg.
Oh, it did?
Yeah. We can check.
Let me just find it.
When would that have been?
It was episode, this one just says MP. So it's either Mike Pence or military police.
Oh, interesting how it could mean both.
It could be either or. I'll press play now.
Working for the military police for quite some time. I'm sorry, my throat hurts. I need a ice cold pot pie.
Tell us a little bit about yourself.
Okay, great. I'm a comedy writer.
I knew that.
Okay, great. You're on top of it.
You're writing on a show now. Are you allowed to talk about it?
Yeah, I was writing for Animaniacs recently, and now I'm writing for a show called Grand Crew that's on NBC. It's coming out in January.
When you're writing for a show like Animaniacs, and those characters have been around for a long time, do they give you a little bit of attitude when you write something for them and they just don't want to do it?
Yeah, so they're cartoons, so they don't really give you much attitude since they're not people.
I mean, what is that supposed to mean?
Yeah, I guess that was fucked up of me.
Just because you hear someone's voice, you don't necessarily see their face, doesn't mean they're not a person.
No, and I wasn't meaning to insult you as a radio person, for sure. All those people are,
no worries,
are people, and you know, those they're voice actors,
right.
is the thing. And you know.
Easy, Ari.
So I didn't mean any offense to you. I think people who work in radio are really talented and you know, It's just these. This happens to be something entirely different from what you do.
So you write jokes for cartoons.
Yeah.
You're working on a new show.
Yes, a live action show called Grand Crew, and it's been a blast. It's about friends hanging out at a wine bar. It's very cool. Are you a wine guy? Am I allowed to flip the interview a little bit?
I haven't had a glass of wine in a while. I think back in the day when we first started doing this show, which was back in what year was that? Just pick a year. 1995. I used to drink a lot.
Yeah.
And then, if you want to hear a clip from that episode, you could just tell.
Yeah.
Welcome to the 1995 episode of This Is America's Live. I'm your host, Ari. You can tell the difference.
Yeah, you sound... that was like
Clearly intoxicated.
And 95 was a big year, no doubt. It was blasting through our airwaves.
No doubt it was. But you were also on a show... Another one, Hacks.
Recently, I did a little cameo on Hacks. It was total blast. They made a makeshift casino in downtown LA. Really fun.
Love it.
Yeah.
How did you get started in comedy?
Comedy? I started as an assistant video editor for True Crime Television.
Oh, wow.
That was a racket. And so I did that for a while and then was writing comedy on the side and transitioned out of it by just quitting and then freelancing.
Tell me what you mean by writing comedy on the side. Like you were writing jokes on the side?
Yeah, writing sketches. I had an editing background, so I'd write and direct sketches and then cut them myself. Kind of wrote little articles for places like Projectress and stuff like that and... putting my sketches out online and then started applying to more comedy things.
Nice.
Was a lot of fun.
Were you always like a funny type growing up?
No. I wanted to be, but I wasn't like class clown type of person. I was a pretty academic person. I went to biomedical research camp when I was 15. That's like the only overnight camp I've been to. So pretty academic. And then only in college did I decide to go into film and TV production.
Does most vivid childhood memory.
I remember going mini golfing with my cousin and there's a bug on his back. And I don't know why I didn't just flick it off or whatever. I was little and I was like, there's a bug on your back. And he freaked out and he was like, get it off. And I was like, okay, here's a way I can think of to do that. And I took my mini golf club and just swung it and it hit him in the head.
That's so weird. We have the hospital visit.
We have the hospital visit in the archive.
I can't believe you guys have that.
Yeah, we have the hospital visit.
Can you tell us why you're here, by the way?
There was a bug on me and
and I did everything I could. I did everything I could to help him.
Yeah.
Well, and then why is he here? Because he has a bug? Well, a bug on his back?
Do you mind if I talk to you just one-on-one real quick?
No.
I'm just kind
because
of uncomfortable.
HIPAA rules, I'm sorry, man.
Yeah, I'm just
can
uncomfortable.
You give me
okay,
with
but let me just say, he's a vicious liar. He's a vicious liar, a troll, and a freak.
Okay,
and everything that he says is going to be a lie. If you want the real story, you come to me afterwards, okay?
I'm closing the door now.
Okay, you come to me afterwards, okay?
You gotta help me.
Tell me what happened.
She claimed that there was a bug on my back. There would have been no way for me to know because it was on my back. Uh-huh. And then she just started hitting me over and over with a mini golf club.
Okay, I have to call somebody.
Yeah, thank you. Just
okay, wait. I see a phone. Let me in. I see a phone.
Everything's fine. I love my cousin. She loves me.
Okay.
I'm calling the authorities now.
Okay. You're calling the authorities? Well, you can call the authorities. I saw a bug on his back. It was huge. I didn't know what to do. He said, get it off. I was like, okay, well, I'm not going to touch it with my hands. It's disgusting. It's big. So I took the golf club. The thing wouldn't die.
She calls me the thing.
Police came. Next thing, the cousin was in a questioning room looking at a lineup of different people. His cousin being one of the people.
All right, step forward and say the line, please.
The line was, you have a bug on your back. Come here, let me hit you with this.
All right, step forward, say it.
It was her.
Hold on.
Well,
suspect number one, please step forward to the line.
I already identified.
You have a bug on your back. Let me hit you with this.
She's doing an accent.
Number two, step forward.
You have a bug on your back. Let me hit you with this golf club.
It was the first one. She was just doing a different accent. It was my cousin.
Forward.
Oh, ew, a bug on your back. You hit me with this golf club. What the hell? I know.
Why do we have to have a lineup? I already identified my cousin as being the one who did it.
She was arrested swiftly, charged with hitting her cousin with a golf club.
I sentence you to 6 weeks at biomedical camp.
No, that's so fucking lame.
All right.
Rikishenko.
Yes.
It's been a pleasure.
Great to be here. Thanks, guys.
Coming up, our interview with radio personality JoJo Wright, but first, a word from some of our sponsors. Stay with us. Welcome back to This Is Americans Live. I'm producer Andy, filling in for our host Ari, who has joined the cast of Saturday Night Live, and things are going great for him. He'll be back, but this week he left it up to me to re-air some of our favorite interviews from our guest contributors. Up next, you know him from LA's number one hit music station, 102.7 KISS FM, and the iHeartRadio Countdown, a very well-produced show, by the way. JoJo Wright, enjoy.
JoJo, thanks for coming.
It's a pleasure to be here.
Yeah, it's a pleasure to have you.
Thank you very much. Yeah.
Good to see you.
Good to see you.
How long have you been a fan of the show?
Well, this is my first experience with the show.
Let's try it again.
I've been a huge, huge fan for
very good.
Years. Okay. Years.
And what was the first episode that you heard?
The first one that I listened to was the thing where you guys had the lady was kind of screaming, and then you guys, you know, had the she was eating a sandwich.
Well,
don't we have that in the archives?
Yeah, I guess we do. Unfortunately, that one was a very experimental one because nobody knew she was making a sandwich.
That's kind of where I stopped listening is with the after the sandwich thing.
Oh, that's too bad.
It hooked me.
But what was the second favorite? just pick one.
That was episode 64 was my second favorite.
Well, there's three acts in that one.
Episode 64 was when the UFO flew in.
That's fine.
He went to pick up the cow, but it wasn't a cow. The school teacher.
We have that though. That episode. A clip from that episode.
Let me find it. we don't have that episode.
Yeah. What the fuck, man? I'm trying to act it out.
Oh yeah, I did find it. I'm playing it now.
I have spotted a young cow.
Then let's go get that cow.
Cows. Pretty heavy. I don't know if we can.
Hey, you trying to take my cow?
No, of course not. We're just trying. No.
I'm gonna shoot you out of the sky, a little tic tac. No more tic tacs around my cows. I swear to God, I saw one.
NBC News reports a UFO sighting over the hillside of Kentucky. A cow is being lifted off the ground.
So he ran outside and he said, "I think I see tic tac up in the sky." And he said, "I'm taking my shotgun." And I said, "There ain't no way there is a UFO up in that sky." And he ran outside. Damn near, plumb near, ding dong.
That was a great episode.
That was pretty wild. I couldn't believe that you have the UFO. It's crazy.
I know. We had to cut that episode short because that lady kept going on and on because she couldn't finish her sentence.
Sam Hill up on the end.
Still, I was decided to play it one more time to see if I could find the point where she finished, but she never does. So tell us a little bit about yourself. Where are you from?
Well, I live in LA. I'm originally from Texas, but I live in LA for the last 20 something years.
Okay.
I do a radio show on KISS FM. In Los Angeles.
Was that a big dream come true for you?
It was. When I got the offer to come to KISS, it was, I was in San Francisco.
Nice.
Then they said, "Do you want to come to LA?" I'm like, "Yeah, absolutely." So I came to LA, and that's where I heard your first podcast.
Oh, nice.
20 years
ago. 20 years ago, you heard the first? Wow.
I'm a long time.
You're a long hauler.
Let's go to the first episode of a podcast.
Hi, this is Ari, this is, my throat hurts. Something's wrong with my throat.
Are you okay?
No. That'd be fine.
Oh, good, because there's no way that we can maintain that for the entire length of the show.
My voice is so hoarse. Let me just call it up.
Oh, no.
That's better.
Oh, good, because nobody wants to hear that. All right, so let's start the first show.
That was a great episode.
It was amazing. That's when I first moved to LA.
Yeah.
Right about that time.
What was it about LA that made you feel like this is going to be your new home?
I think there were more opportunities in LA.
Yes.
Hollywood is here, so you want to do anything in the world of entertainment, this is where it's at.
Did you feel like in Houston you were a big fish in a little tiny, you know, Houston pond?
In Houston, I felt like I was, you know, I was still surrounded by my childhood friends. Maybe I needed to branch out and meet new people.
They just didn't believe in you.
They didn't believe in me. It hurt.
I think we have that in the archives.
Let's look at the archives.
JoJo, you fucking suck, dude.
JoJo.
You leave me alone, man. I'm going to be big.
take something.
Oh, yeah, sure, right. Yeah. Big like what? Like a fat dude?
You got it.
I hate you, guys. I hate you.
You'll, get out of here, JoJo.
You'll never leave this Houston pond. And then we cut to the high school reunion.
Oh, hey, JoJo, good to see you again. I haven't seen you in a while. I mean, what are we...
You want to meet my five kids? No, I'm sure they're fine, but I don't want to meet...
Do you want to meet my seven kids?
He's got seven. I got a... From one on the way.
From four different wives.
Are all four wives here tonight?
They're all in prison, every single one of them. What do you do? What do you do now?
Two of them are, you know, gave birth to
you heard of it? The stutter never went away. What are you doing now, man?
I do a radio show in Los Angeles. Wait, you're JoJo?
No.
Wait a minute. You're JoJo? Wait a minute. JoJo on the radio from Kiss FM. I know. It's pretty crazy to think.
No way.
It is me. It's me. What did we do with our lives, dude?
Literally nothing. Are you the same JoJo that hosts the iHeartRadio Countdown?
That is me, yes.
Oh, I love that.
You listen a lot?
Yeah, I love it. I love the way...
Really cool.
I love the way you pull a lot out of all the guests and the guy who says the numbers and the song titles. He sounds weird.
Can I guess what you were like in high school?
Sure.
Were you like a heavy metal dude?
No.
I would have pegged you for like a skater or artist type.
No, I was pretty shy as a kid. Very shy. And then... it hit me that I wanted to try something in the entertainment world, maybe just so I can break out of my shell. And radio became the thing. My dad got me a job at a small, little bitty small radio station, an AM radio station.
What was it called?
KBUK, K-Buck.
That was the first place that I had a job. Wait a minute. I think I remember you now. Let's play the archives. Hi, my name is Ari. What's your name?
This is my son. My son, JoJo.
Oh, hi.
Yeah.
How you doing?
Today's his first day. I want you to show him around the studio.
I get to be on the radio today?
Yes, you get to be on the radio. Right. I promised you that you would get to be on the radio, and then I would take you out for ice cream after your air shift.
All right.
KBUK, AM 1360, KBUK.
All right, let me just talk to JoJo alone.
Okay, bye, guys.
All right.
Bye, Dad. See you later.
All right.
Just stay close by.
Okay.
Hey, JoJo, let me tell you something.
Yeah.
Don't fuck with me. This is my realm. If you try to take my spot, I'll fucking kick your ass.
All right. Now you guys got reacquainted. Isn't Ari such a nice guy?
Pick your words carefully.
Yeah, he's great, right? What? Why are you crying, son?
A bug bit me.
Ari will make you feel better because he's a real nice guy. I'm going to step away for a second.
Don't fuck with me. Don't fuck with my radio career.
I just want to be on the radio.
Yeah.
Why are you so mean?
Yeah.
All right, guys, I'm back. Hey, why are you? Your face is even redder than before, and you're crying even more profusely than you were when I'm back. Ari.
Yeah.
I want to thank you for comforting him in his time of need right now. Thank you. Just preemptively. Preemptively. Okay. And you know what, Ari? I think y'all are going to be best friends for life, and I can't wait till 30 years from now or so when he's a guest on your show.
All right. See you later.
Bye. Forever.
I didn't realize that I was that mean to you. I'm so sorry.
Yeah, that was... It was uncalled for, the whole, you know, threatening me.
I was very aggressive in my early days in radio. You have a podcast.
Yes.
Can you tell us a little bit about it?
I have a podcast called Paranormalish, which is, you know, about ghosts, UFOs, anything under that umbrella of paranormal. If you've had a paranormal experience, I'd love to hear it.
You personally have any experience with paranormal stuff?
I have had doors slam on me with no other explanation other than something being paranormal.
Did they have been spring hinged?
Forgot to check for the spring. I guess it's possible, but I don't think it was.
Do you have guests on your show? How does it work? Can you tell me the format?
On the podcast, I'll have guests who have had paranormal encounters, and then they'll tell me their story. And sometimes I'll do research on a particular location where they had this incident happen. Sometimes we just take their story. Sometimes I have UFO investigators jump on and talk about, you know, working, you know, researching people's claims of experiencing a UFO or an abduction or a lot of crazy things. Sometimes you believe them, sometimes you don't. You want to hear a paranormal story?
Yeah. Yes, I do.
This girl, she lived in Northridge. When she told me the story, she's probably mid-20s. But this happened when they were younger. Three sisters, 7, 8, 9-ish years old. And they live with mom and dad and grandmother in Northridge. Grandmother passed away. But the family were so torn up about it, they didn't tell the daughters that grandmother had passed. They kept this on for about a year. They didn't know grandmother had passed for an entire year. They would use excuses like, she's with Uncle So-and-so.
She's with Aunt so-and-so. She's in the hospital, you know, back and forth, you know, because that would be things she would typically do. So they didn't know, once again, that she had passed away until a year later. Well, about a week after the funeral, Mom calls upstairs and says, hey, come down for dinner. And one of the daughters, keeping in mind, they don't know for another year that she's gone. One of the daughters says, I can't come down, Mom. I'm braiding grandmother's hair. She had a lady, her grandmother, in the room. She was braiding her hair. She thought it was her. And she, of course, just disappeared. Mom came up running, and she told Mom, you made Grandma leave. They never spoke about it until years later. Crazy story, right?
I didn't like that story at all.
Nuts!
Paranormal-ish. Well, where can we hear that show, by the way?
You can hear that show on the iHeartRadio app, Spotify, Apple Podcasts, most podcast platforms.
JoJo Wright, thank you again for being our guest on the show.
For our host Ari, special guest contributors Brian Husky, Rekha Shankar, and JoJo Wright, I'm producer Andy, and this was This Is Americans Live. Join us next time, won't you? This Is Americans Live can be found wherever you get your podcasts. Be sure to subscribe, rate, and review. You can also find This Is Americans Live on Instagram @ThisIsAmericansLive and on Twitter @AmericansLive.